The Igros Kodesh in volume 6, this is letter number 1546, dated Baruch Hashem Vav Iyar, the 6th day of year, Tavshid Beis, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe sent this letter to Shlomo, Moreno Shlomo Sheikh Yamatasov, who was in Morocco, as we've spoken many times. Shlomo Baruch, we learned many letters to him. The Rebbe says, I am here confirming receipt of your letters of the 23rd of Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and those that preceded them. And I am looking forward for good news, the organizing of the yeshiva and the Beis Rivka in Casablanca for the new Zman, which begins now. It's known, the expression, the euphemism of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles, over here, that azoyvi mishtaltzich avek, azoy geitus. The way you stand yourself in the beginning, that's the way it follows. So you have to start off in the right way. Number two, the Rebbe says, Tshuva Schein, I thank you for the trouble in sending the Sforim, whose Rishimo is found in the letter of the 23rd day of Nisan. And for sure, let me know. He was finding old Svarim of value in Morocco that were left over there, and he was sending them to the Rebbe. So the Rebbe says, for sure you will let me know if there, you know, if it's necessary, whether to have letters of thank to whoever sent them. The Rebbe says, the Rebbe wants to send thank you letters. And the Rebbe says, I'm a little surprised, based on what I hear, that in the North Africa, especially in Djerba, there is a large number of books on the Kabbalah. And the Sefarim that you're sending, there is no such Sefarim, just a very few. So perhaps the Rebbe says it's fitting to go ahead and investigate to try to find out about those other books. Number three, I'm also attaching here a letter to the Shoichet Boidek, the ritual slaughterer in your group, that please pass it along to him, and I thank you for the trouble. If necessary would be to additional explanation, for sure you will find the proper words that are fitting to this. And then the Rebbe further says, to Rav Matoirit, I will be writing in the coming days. Number four, is it possible that in about a week or two in Morocco we'll visit one of the Tzir Agudas Chabad, of the young Chabad over here, who is a student in the yeshiva Tayyumchet Mimim. And the Rebbe tells him the name, and he says that is Sholem Sheyichye Chaskind. He's going to the Holy Land, Eretz Yisrael, and he's going to turn on his way to Morocco, as my agent, Rebbe, is sending him as a shlichus in Morocco. And since he speaks in Lashon Kodesh, because he lived in the Holy Land, Eretz Yisrael, for some years, and he also is learned both in Nigla and Chassidus, so you should utilize this opportunity that he should address before the teachers, the young teachers, and also perhaps in the presence of the Sephardim, the elderly Sephardim, and certainly in front of the Talmidim, that if you are going to organize this in a proper way, so we can be hopeful that this will cause a great arousal, whether it's among the students, whether it's amongst the teachers and the educators, amongst the Sfardim. And you are able to stay in Morocco. He can actually stay in Morocco for as long as necessary, but the necessary preparations, whatever net preparation, that needs to be done before. The telegram about Mar Shalom, I am confident for sure you have received it in time, with blessing of success in your holy work, and good both physically and spiritually for you and your family members.